However, what we can most quickly rectify is how long you stick around once you know that he's just not that into you. A lot of guys, good and bad, are going to fly in your direction. Which ones you pick to invest your time in is where you have your control. Immediately.
Come on, Greg. Admit it. Sometimes there are real, sincere reasons why a guy who really likes me isn't able to get in a serious relationship with me. It doesn't have to mean he's just not that into me.
Maybe there are men out there like that, and maybe there aren't. This is the only thing you need to remember. Mr. I'm just not that up for it is exactly the same guy as Mr. I'm just not that into you. Both guys don't want to be with you. One of them may say he can't be with you, but it's still the same result. He isn't going to be with you. Don't let his personal complications confuse you into waiting around for him. He's not able to be really into you, and you deserve better.
You seem to have a fascination with seeing women in their underwear. What's that all about?
I don't think there's anything sexier than a woman in her underwear. Sue me.
Chapter 15. Closing remarks from Greg. Don't waste the pretty.
I was talking to a girl I had just met in Austin, Texas one night, who was having a very common he's just not that into you problem. She had met a guy at work who right away came on hot and heavy. They had sex on the first date, and then he disappeared. Figuratively, that is. He didn't go anywhere, and they still saw each other, but the guy she met was gone. He was replaced by a guy who wouldn't make eye contact, was grumpy and tired all the time, didn't really want to have sex with her unless he was drunk, and never made formal plans to see her. Oh, and he told her that she was the greatest girl he'd ever met, that he'd never felt this way before, and you guessed it, that he was scared. I wanted to meet him so that I could put him in a glass case and tour him around the world with a sign that reads, "This is the guy we've been warning you about. Step away from the glass." I was very excited to reveal the newly minted he's just not that into you concept. She is going to be blown away like the girls at Sex and the City were, and on her way to a new and happier reality, was my thought. However, as I started sharing my wisdom, I could sense some tension. "How do you know I'll find somebody else?" she asked. "I don't. I just don't see the point of being in a relationship that appears to be damaging and beneath you. You're really cool and obviously very cute, and you don't know me," she practically shouted, cutting me off mid-sentence. "How do you know I can do better? You've only just met me, and why do you care anyway?" Wow, she had me dead to rights. I was stunned for a moment. But then, I remembered why I'm doing this. And I said to her what I would say to you now. I don't need to know you to know that at the very least you ought to think that way about yourself. And why do I care? Or, better yet, who am I to be giving advice to others? I am a formerly single guy who gave the same lame excuses, so I know what these guys are really doing. When I met my wife, Amira, I became a different guy. A man who showed up, suited up, and was glad to do so, because I believe in love the verb, not the noun. I believe in letting the woman I love know I love her all the time with my actions. Why do I care about you? Because I have a sister and many women friends who I love dearly, despite their unwillingness to hear the clanging bells of a crappy relationship. Because I have a wonderful sister and so many amazing women friends who still don't have the confidence to believe that they deserve better and will only find someone better after they unload the dead weight of an inadequate suitor. Because I have an incredible sister and so many brilliant women friends who don't truly accept that profound love is uplifting, joyous, inspiring, and intoxicating, and that they should never settle for anything less. Shitty relationships make you feel shitty, and that is not what you were put on this earth for. It's all fun and games to have some insight and a witty reply to your letters, but at the core, that he's just not that into you concept can truly have a magical, transcendent effect. It's not bad news if it helps you free yourself from a relationship that is beneath you, and we both know that only you can free yourself. I don't pretend to know how to fix you. I do know how to help you recognize the problem. I do know that you are worthy of having great relationships and an even better life. I do think you are beautiful, and somewhere deep down inside you know it too. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. I believe life is